Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin City Council last night voted by a margin of just a single vote for a provision to increase rents for tenants living in social housing. The budget was passed by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour and the Greens, with People Before Profit, Social Democrats and Independents voting against it. Some tenants could get rent hikes of more than 50% on this, so it is significant. A heated debate at the council chamber last night, and we're joined by two councillors who took part in it. Councillor Daryl Barron, who's a Fianna Fáil group leader, and Councillor Conor Reedy, who's People Before Profit Solidarity group leader. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Daryl, first of all, what is this going to mean for people who are currently renting from the local authority?
So good morning and thanks for having me, Jonathan. Just in the sense we worked on since May of this year, the rent review committee, I was on it, as was Connor's party and all the other political parties that voted against the budget last night. So we worked on this. What we've done is obviously protect the lower earners. I give you an example here now, Jonathan. Single occupancy. Miss Murphy is on 244 a week. She'll pay an extra €2.22 per week. A single mother with two kids, Mrs. White, she's on €3.44 per week, an extra €1.22 per week. You know, so I think we've tried to protect the lower income earners, and I think it's important. But the big piece out of this is there's an extra €35 million going into maintenance for housing, and we see right across the city dereliction, the cleanliness issues, there's so many issues within housing itself. But, you know, trying to invest in our complexes now over the next few years on the city council is going to be imperative to get the city.
You've outlined what it's going to cost the lower income people. What's it going to cost somebody who can afford to pay a little more? I mean, is there going to be a 50% increase in rates?
No, on average, we've looked at it. The max, I think, is 13.4% increase. We've looked at it. We've looked at the per months. We're looking at a 13% increase for the higher earners. People with, for instance, a monthly earning of over 8,000 a month has an increase of €267, for instance, which is 13% of their net disposable income. That I think is a fair transparent way of doing it.
Conor Reedy, the way it's been described there, it sounds like good progressive policy. The people who can afford to pay more are going to pay more, and they're still paying considerably less than somebody who is in the private rental sector. What's so wrong with that proposal?
Well, it's just not accurate. The majority of people will see significant increases. And more significantly, it's not just local authority tenants we're talking about here. We're talking about 10,000 HAP tenants who'll get absolutely no benefit for these increases. There's no maintenance service provided to them. If you look at HAP tenants, 58% of people in receipt of either HAP or RAS payments are at risk of poverty, according to the CSO, after they pay their rent. So we're putting more of a burden on these people at a time when grocery bills are soaring, when energy costs are soaring. It's the straw that could break the camel's back. There's absolutely no consultation with Social Justice Ireland, with Focus Ireland, with anybody else. This will lead to homelessness and poverty. If you take the cherry-picked cases that Daryl mentioned a second ago, maybe there's a modest increase. But for families that have adult children living at home because of the housing crisis, because housing is so unaffordable and inaccessible, because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have failed to build, they're going to see significant increases. They're going to see increases of subsidiary earners now paying up to a maximum of 40 per head in each household. You see the assumed income, so you think about taxi drivers, you think about hairdressers and barbers. They used to be assessed on an assumed income of €500. That's going to be €700 under the new scheme. So they'll see significant rental increases as well. Is another way, though, and I would like to talk about our amendments.
I'm going to come back to that because I know you have an alternative proposal, but Daryl Bannon, Councillor Daryl Bannon, there will be homelessness and poverty as a result of the decision that you took last night.
I would disagree with that. You know, I think looking at it, we have an extra €51.5 million in going into home services, an overall increase in the package of €124 million into housing.
bring it back down to the person, the example of the taxi driver. He's going to have to pay more. He mightn't get homelessness, but he'll be tipping a little bit towards poverty because
just an example
of the decision
that,
you took last night.
Yeah, no, but I'll give you an example. That's unweighted. So what we did before is if you didn't come back to us with your P21 or you didn't present with your tax at the end of the year, you can come in and show us what you're earning. And if it's lower than the 700 euro, you pay what's lower. The difference, you pay the difference. That's the way the system is operating. If you didn't actually supply your income details as a self-employed earner, you just got paid the 500. Now it's gone up to 700. So what we're trying to see is we're trying to tell people, actually get people to come in and actually tell us what they actually are earning to be more transparent, you know, and I think that's exactly what's being done here. So if the person is actually earning much less than 700, they will pay the lesser. They won't be paying the higher.
Are you not encouraging people in that scenario to earn as little as they can so that they can keep their rent down? What about the idea that your party is founded upon of you can do what you want to do, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, go out and earn more, and they're now living in fear that if they earn more, their rent is going to increase?
But I think it's very, very important that if it's transparent, you know, the system is there for the reason. You know, if they want to spend, or you know, they're on 700 or 600 or 500, they can give us our P21 balancing statement at the end of the year and our payslips or whatever income they earn, and we will charge them at that point. That's, I think, a very transparent, very fair, very open, just system, and that's, okay, I think, the way it should be.
Conor, can I ask you for your alternative? Because what is the alternative that you had brought forward to prevent this rent hike from being passed down to you?
Sure, yeah. So what we looked at doing yesterday was introducing a rate and rebate scheme. So these operate in Dunleary Rathdown County Council and also in Limerick City Council. So you can only have one effective rate charged to businesses. That's in law. But what you can do beyond that is issue business support grants to make up for whatever rate increase you'd impose. So our amendment was to introduce a 15%, almost 15% rate hike, but for the bottom 97.5% of businesses in the city, you'd be issuing them a rebate. So I think over half of businesses would actually be better off under our proposal than under the budget that was passed last night.
So who are the magical 2.5% that are carrying the 15% rate increase?
These are the largest businesses in the city. They're the big hotel chains, they're the largest offices, they're the multinationals in Silicon Docks, they're the big box grocery stores. And when you apply this increase in this rate rebate scheme, you not only get the 24.8 million to put into housing maintenance that the rent increases are purported to give you, you get an additional 2.7 million to put into housing maintenance, 500,000 of that into traveller specific accommodation. You get money to do private rental standard enforcement, and you get money to do planning enforcement in Airbnb.
Can I strip it back there for a second, okay? And look, we'd all love to tax Google a little bit more, wouldn't it be great? But if we level 15% extra rates on the supermarkets, on Lidl and Aldi, let's just take the two German discount retailers at a minimum. Guess who has to pay that? It's the Muggins and the Fireside, who probably would be better off in general if you just increase their rent ever so slightly. There's always going to be pain here. And the way you're doing it is, if you did it that way, you're going to inflict pain on everybody through those big box retailers that you talk about.
No, so that's not been the experience in Limerick or Dunleary, where these schemes have operated for a while.
And did they put 15% on it?
They did not, but let's just look at
there
the
numbers.
Let's look at the numbers for a second. So the additional revenue that you get is about 50 million. This is 50 million spread over hundreds, if not thousands, of ratepayers. So it's a very negligible impact. You look at the profits that the big box grocery retailers are making and what these other companies that would be affected are making. It's negligible. It's pocket change. It's really, really a small amount for them to pay. They have the broader shoulders. They should pay more. People in council housing, HAP tenants, they have very small ability to pay. Bernardo's, I think, had a study that said over 40% of parents that they surveyed were skipping meals or reducing portion sizes to feed their children. That's the reality of life in this city at the moment. I think we can countenance companies
paying
a bit
more. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you pass the rates on?
Just in the sense, I don't do my business the night before. You know, this amendment wasn't costed. I think there's practicalities around it. You know, I think looking at it, like I sit on the finance SBC, Jonathan, I have for the last 6 years as a councillor. You know, we work on this budget several months in advance. You know, I think what I would say is I think there's merit to look at this in the future. but we can't do it. We have to look at the analysis of how it's going to impact businesses, small businesses. You know, I think we need to look at it as a whole. But for me, I think there's a lot of small businesses struggling, you know, right across the city. And we need to be very, very careful on that. But I, what I would say is that I think we should bring it back and have a look at it for next year to see. But I wouldn't say 15% is the way to go. As Connor's alluded to, other local authorities haven't even gone near 15%. So like, we have to be very, very careful and mindful. These small businesses that are marginalised already are already being massively impacted.
Yeah. Well,
what,
Darryl,
what about go on briefly, if you can.
Just on that, under our proposal, the bottom 53% of businesses would actually be paying less rates in 2026 than under your proposal, Darryl. Your proposal is to increase rates on those small, struggling businesses that are a cornerstone of our communities. We'd issue them a bigger rebate.
What about the other lever that you can use, which is the local property tax? Where are you at on that, Darryl? Have you maxed that out for what the local authority can claim in extra?
What we've done is, Connor's incorrect. We've kept the baseline as of last year. So we're keeping it at 0% between now and 2029. You know, that'll give us a buoyancy of about 16.5 million extra per year. A lot of that's gone to maintenance, road maintenance. You know, we're obviously cleanliness in the city is something that local people on the doors were talking to me about. We need to invest in our city.
Hang on a second. So you could have increased the local property tax and you had the remit to increase the local property tax, and instead you're increasing the cost of people who are in rental accommodation who can afford it the least. So the people who have the most money are getting away with it and the people who can't afford it are being hit.
Yeah, but the way I'd look at it is that we've reduced LPT by 15% year on year since it was originally brought in 2012. You know, so look at it, every single year we've reduced it by 15%. This is the first time we've ever not reduced it. We've kept it as is. The buoyancy we're getting on it is 16.5 million a year, each year between now and 2029. That's an increase. It's a marginal increase for people that are paying LPT. You know, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're going to see that money being invested back into the city.
Conor Reddy, do you think that people are going to pay this? Because, I mean, will they have any choice but to pay it when the bill lands?
Ultimately, they will have to pay it. But I think you look at history, you look at 1972, 73, one of the last times that there was a big change to differential rents. There was a nationwide rent strike. So I think organisations like CATU have been encouraging tenants in private rental and social housing to join and get organised. I know that union that had to protest outside City Hall last night, their plans are to organise in social housing complexes and with HAP tenants as well to fight back against this. So maybe people will not pay. I'd just say in addition here in the LPT stuff, it's not just the LPT. There's a lot of money that could be collected by Dublin City Council. There's tens of millions in uncollected vacant and derelict site levies. There's tens of millions in uncollected developer levies. Actually, a 60% increase in uncollected developer levies this year versus last year. So again, the people with the broader shoulders are not paying and not being prioritised for payment.
Well, it was a very split local authority last night. I'd imagine it's going to remain split on this one going forward. Councillor Conor Reddy, Group Leader of People for Profit Solidarity in the Dublin studio, and Councillor Darryl Barron, Group Leader for Fianna Fáil, on the line. Thank you both very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.